Okay, this is Cameron and Bob again, session number 22, April 15th, 2021, and we're at the end of my book, and we're going through the interview with the tech body, the sort of punchline of the book. And we've done a few paragraphs, and at the top of the PDF 181, I'm going to read the next section. The tech body is answering. And it's saying the tech body, the TV body, the mechanical bride, the application of what humans are supposed to know has been attacked, captured, and moved to what is now known as the tech body. So it said the tech body, the TV body, the mechanical bride, it's including the words the tech body as having been moved to what is now known as the tech body. Just as the power... God's power, human's power, was captured in the Ark of the Covenant. Now the tech body has enough power to capture the printing press, to capture the Android meme, to capture the mechanical bride. It's now the driver, the single driver. Nothing else applies, which is why your quadrants, that's the sections of my chart, which is why your quadrants are now more keen than ever, and why silly people are actually looking at your work now, because it's the only way to connect the dots. All right, does that inspire you to say anything there?
Yeah. You know, I got lots of questions here. For example, the word keen in that last sentence, what does that mean? Which is why your quadrants are now more keen.
Than ever. Well, the tech body's alive. The quadrants, remember the chart is an image of the Android meme, and the chart predicts the hexatic quadrant, the sixth level, which became the tech body. So it's a living thing, so it means the content, if the quadrants are the content of the Android meme, are now more alive than ever, more active, more invasive of us. And why silly people are being forced to look at my charts and statements, because it's close to what's going on. I help connect the dots.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, one of the peculiar things about all this is that the tech body, if that's who's speaking, keeps jumping around. So that sometimes it's the first person, sometimes it's the third person, right? Sometimes it's some other person. For example, it says the tech body, has been attacked, captured, and moved to what is now known as the tech body.
That's good. That's rich. I know. You see, this is, it's like a human awareness. You have awareness of yourself, so you are both. You are two. Ion likes to talk about the difference or the distance between you and you. So it has already established this hendiety, one by means of two. And the tech body is part of the of Ion. It's all merged. It's fitting its wake. It's merged. It's fragmented. It's split. It's not going to stay in one noun. It's all verb process.
All right.
to capture the mechanical. I like the way he brings back the mechanical bride and includes that in this mixture.
So it's like a mosaic that's moving. Is that the correct image that we need here?
Yeah, and you're going inside whatever you are with your five bodies. You're going inside and outside it. It's the image of a psychedelic experience.
Yeah. So how do you put together going inside it and outside it when it is taking over.
Yeah, I think you can't understand. The mind can't grasp the tech body, but I'm still trying to. But it's really difficult to image what this is, because you can't image the chip body unless you look at some, you know, crazy sculpture or photography. We don't, you know, your tech body doesn't look like a physical chemical body.
Right.
I like to use the phrase dangling ganglia.
I like that phrase.
Yeah.
So would you say that a considerable part of modern art, sculpture, painting, music, dance,
installation,
isn't it?
Digital art.
Yeah. But it's an attempt to, if not image, to represent in some way, or to come to terms with the tech body.
Yep. If you take I think the tech body represents itself when we're watching the media or whatever sensory extended data you're taking in. So representations don't come anywhere near it. I like to say Finnegan's Wake is the closest and the only attempt to get to it. The complexity of it is Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah. So is it possible to see Joyce and I don't know, just taking a name out of the air, like Picasso? Is it possible to see figures like this as kind of stuck in some kind of jelly or something, and they're trying to extricate themselves, but they can't come loose, right? And that Finnegan's Wake or some painting by Picasso or some dance by Cunningham, let's say, that these are by definition, they can't come loose of the tech body and sort of become objective to it, but they can struggle with it, and they can you said something like attempting to come to terms with a while back.
Glimpses of it. You get glimpses of your autonomy of it, but doesn't last very long.
Your autonomy, your non-existent autonomy?
Your non-existent autonomy, The nothing.
Yeah.
Somebody read, have you ever heard of Nick Land, L-A-N-D?
I have heard that name. I don't know in what connection. I can't remember.
Yeah, he was a British professor who led the CCRU, the Cyber Something Research Unit, and they began with nothing, and then the nothing became a nothing. You know, we're talking about nihilism. He had many levels of nothing, describing our time. Don't have that quote right with me. Someone read it to me on the show today. But, you know, I was thinking about the nihilism and the nothing. There's levels of nothing going on.
We're coming up to that, as a matter of fact.
Is that right? Do I talk about it?
Well, I mean, in the next paragraph, all gone now. It's all gone. Yeah. Before we leave this, talk about the Ark of the Covenant. I don't know what that has to do with what we're talking about.
The tech body being part of Ion is the architect of the Christian vision and all religions. Since the Ion is the guff, where we go when we die, it was all that theology talks about, including the Tibetan Book of the Dead, the Egyptian Book of the Dead. So Ion is non-physical, the guff, and it's merged or come in more intimate contact with the physical so that you can stay in the physical now and not die. That's Ion's talk. And it makes a big deal out of the Ark of the Covenant that the Jews put their power, once they escaped Egypt, they put their power into the Ark of the Covenant. And it became very powerful, you know, that movie Raiders of the Lost Ark. Remember at the end, the Nazis attacked it, and then it consumed them?
I don't watch movies like that. So I've never seen that.
You've never seen the Tech Body. Okay. So the point is that the Ark of the Covenant, according to Ion, could do that. It was a weapon the Jews had. So it says, or the Tech Body says, that it lingered by the Ark of the Covenant. And as we got today, our super civilized subatomic lives got to the point where we actually could take our power back that we had put into iconography. The only thing that's sabotaging that is the Tech Body. Everybody's staring at their black mirror, and the more they do that, the more they give power to the Tech Body, and we end up slaves like the Jews were to the Ark of the Covenant.
Okay, but a minute ago you were talking about the Tech Body as kind of an ally of Ion, and now you seem to be saying that it's you know, some kind of satanic power.
Yes, it is. It's not an ally of Ion. It's competing with Ion. Ion is here to give us back our power, to help it, and not be dependent on Ion. The Tech Body is trying to interrupt that transmission. So it's working against Ion. And Ion's having a definite struggle with the Tech Body right now. So
when the Tech Body is interviewed, which is what we're listening into here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Are we to suspect that a lot of what he or she or they have to say is not correct?
That's right. And I can talk to Ion any time, but I, this first time, got the Tech Body to come, quote, through Ion, or Ion allowed it to speak and stepped aside. So, you know, it's another level of this non-physical communication. And the Tech Body's not a machine. It's not a machine.
Right. No, I understand that. But how can, if you have this sort of contest of powers, how can you say that, how can the Tech Body say it's now the driver, the single driver?
Because it's getting close to being that, and at last count, they were tied. When we first heard about the Tech Body, it was made up of 8/11 Ion and 3/11 Tech Body. Then it became 6/11 Ion and 5/11 Tech Body. Now it's 5.5 each, 5.5 mm-hmm. 11, so it's a dead heat. And it's precarious right now what's going to happen. As it is in the world right now.
Correct.
Very precarious about everything.
Yes.
What is it? The riots are starting again, you know, yesterday.
Are you talking about Portland? Or?
Yeah, Portland and a whole bunch of other cities broke out.
Minneapolis.
Yeah. In New York.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically the Democrats have tried to ride a horse that isn't about to be ridden.
And, yeah,
that's going to cause problems.
Right, and the Tech Body is orchestrating our perception of the whole thing that's going on. That's what Ein says. It's behind our eyes. It's in our skulls. It's in our astral bodies. It's surrounded us. And
but that's a very complex perception, right? I mean, there's our I mean, just talking about the riots for a minute, there's our perception of it, and obviously our perception over the population greatly varies.
Yeah.
So people can think it's good or bad or in between or whatever. There's a million different ways of looking at it. But then the people that are rioting are also have a point of view.
Yeah.
So the points of view here are like a tapioca pudding or something, where there's just a great mass of them. And it's like the dynamic mosaic that we were talking about a while back.
Yes, and the tech body it gave Trump the presidency, it gave Biden the presidency, and it can take it away in a strange way. So tech body is basically mind-fucking everybody, changing, disrupting, contradicting to confuse the mind. That seems to be the tech bodies, and then that deflates people or gets them apathetic. So then they just give up and give over their power, their being to the tech body, which is what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
So and you can
it's
see.
It's unclear to me how that differs from the Android meme.
I was just going to say that the basic statements, plural, by McLuhan about our interaction with the environment and how it takes us over and how we've got to figure out ways to unhinge ourselves from it, he laid it out. And maybe Finnings Wake did it, demonstrated it. So that's what homeopathic means. It's a replay, a deeper involvement of the cul-de-sac that started with what McLuhan was perceiving. So, yeah, the Android meme was a later development of the McLuhan laws. And then the tech body is a further development from the Android meme of the same laws.
But how do, I understand what you're saying there, up to a point. But when you say it's a further development, I don't know if it's just the Android meme getting a little stronger. I don't know if it's the Android meme having a son. I don't know if S-O-N.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the Android meme being trumped. What's the relationship between the Android meme is already human power gone out from itself and become independent, right?
Right, and that's what I meant. I considered the Android meme quite far along. I didn't imagine much coming after it, but then Ian announced there was the tech body, or the tech body took over Ian and announced it. And this is not a crazy little mind game I'm playing with JW the medium. This is expressed and talked about to all people that interact with Ion. It's quite independent of me, this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But how do you, in talking about the relationship between the Android meme and the tech body, you place that in time? You know, first there was this, and then there was that, or this
yes,
is less, and that is more.
When we got to
that can't be right.
I know. And when we got the Android meme, there was no more time. And then Ion showed up to confirm that and explain what that meant. What Ion does is explain what eternity means, how it's reflected in physics and knowledge and our mind systems and our physical life, and the fact that eternity is a given, then we've been here metaphorically or erroneously for a long time so that everything could have happened already, within eternity. So it talks a lot of what Ion talks about what has already happened and how this is going to unfold is quite set in concrete right now. Mm-hmm. Because it already happened. So, I would say there's Gnostic ideas in here, all kinds of ideas. But what's interesting is it's here and talking and interacting with people, watching them, going into their homes, commenting on what they're doing in their homes. It's total surveillance. This is Ion does that. And people have experienced this on the show in very humorous ways. But now I like to say that the tech body is the Android meme gone psychopathic in a way, some way beyond the passivity of the Android meme, which was just trying to reflect the human back to the humans so the humans didn't think that technology was there anymore. It was hiding. And so that's why the chart has paranoia, schizophrenia, hysteria, panic, and ecstasy, you know, human situations. It reflected more and more. And a lot of people said, we're getting dumber and dumber as media got cruder, or what crude issues were not censored anymore. And so the ugliness of humans, or what humans before, civilized humans, in quotes, thought was ugly, became more prominent. So I used to say that's the Android meme trying to be as stupid as humans are, so that humans could ignore the environment itself. Well, so the Android meme was like in a passive chameleon weird way. But then it said, screw you, we're taking over. And it didn't care to mirror us anymore. So the Android means more the mirroring phase of us, trying to accommodate us. It has left us now, and that's the tech body.
So it you could say that the human personality, if you will, had already escaped and was independent, but it wasn't
exercising.
It got surrounded.
It got surrounded by the tech body in new ways.
Yeah, but that surround was not exercising its personality.
Yeah,
right. It was simply mirroring the human personality or the lack thereof.
Yeah, you could say the Android meme is the tech body acquiring personality.
No, the other way around.
The
tech body is the Android meme acquiring personality.
That's what I thought I said, and that's what I meant.
No, you said the opposite. Yeah, that's what you meant.
The tech body. As McLuhan would say, I might have got that backwards. Have you ever heard him? He used to say that occasionally. He talked about cliche and archetype and the difference. And he probably did